Hey friends, how are you? I wanted to jump on here really quick and say that I am experiencing the solar eclipse, the Great American Eclipse. I missed the last one in 2017. And just a few days ago, we weren't even planning this, but just a few days ago, my husband's like, "So what if we went?" And I'm like, "I don't know," because I had like a hair appointment planned, which I'm still going to go to, but I had other stuff. I had friends coming into town. And I was like, "All right, well, let's look." So, you know me with signs and wonders, you know, leading of the spirit. I started to pull this up. And you know, if you've been hearing at all about this eclipse, people have been saying it's the sign of times. And it is like, I mean, it's the end of the world, whatever you're hearing, right? And I don't believe that to be so, other than, yes, I do believe it's a sign. It is a sign. And as we were planning to not go, actually, I wasn't even thinking about it. And then the thought came and I started looking at the map and then I was like, all right, well, I guess maybe we should go to Arkansas because it looks like that might be the closest place to Florida. And then as I started looking a little closer, I'm like, wait a minute, you know, Southern Illinois looks like it might be close. So I started doing the distance, you know, between that and where I live to Southern Illinois, which happens to be the same location where the last solar eclipse came into through. So, and that's where we are. We are in this place called Anna, Illinois. I found it on a map and I was like, that's where we're going. And the other reason why I said Anna is because back in October, I was in deep prayer. I was in deep meditation. I was in a place of the spirit that I can't even explain to you. I was writing in my journal for like 3 days straight. And this is right before the whole Hamas-Israel war started, which is also during the feast of the last few days of the Feast of Tabernacles. So I think I did a podcast post on this or a podcast episode on this. And so as I was looking, let me take you back to October. As I was sitting in the October writing my journal, I kept hearing Anna, Anna. Okay. No joke, guys, no joke. And I was like, okay, God, what are you saying? Are you calling me Anna? Because Anna is a woman in the Bible that would sit with prayers and fastings. She was, in the Bible, it says she's Anna, she's a widow, even though I'm not, but her heart, that's the thing that I wanted to point out, is the heart for prayer and deep understanding of the spirit and the signs, okay? Anna had this. She was a prophetess, okay? And she would sit in front of the temple day and night, and then she recognized that Jesus truly was the Son of God, the coming Messiah. Okay, so as I was sitting there listening and hearing in the spirit back in October, and I kept thinking, I'm like, am I to be like Anna, like a prophetess? And I've been thinking this for a while because I, you know, God had said to me that I'm a luminary. Anyway, I know this is the reason I'm telling you this is because if you are in any of an understanding of the spirit, then you know that God gives you your own leading, your own direction. And so I'm telling you this because this is what I'm being told for myself. And I believe that you as well, if you believe that you're called to be a luminary as well, then hear for yourself what the Spirit of God is saying. So in my case, I kept hearing Anna, 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 right? Okay, so I let it sit. So it's been sitting in my heart all this time. And then when I started looking up plans for the solar eclipse, I looked at the center point and I'm like, all right, what is, oh my gosh. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is where the 2017 eclipse came through. And then I saw that Anna was one of the towns. And then I looked at the total amount of time that you will see it in total eclipse, meaning that you can take off your glasses and literally look up at the sun. And it's for 4 minutes and 4 seconds. Okay, so you're saying, okay, yeah, and I have for freaking years, literally years, been seeing 44 for so many years. I've been seeing 44. All right, 4 minutes, 4 seconds in Anna. And I was like, immediately, as soon as I saw this, I was like, we're going. I don't know, but we're going. And then, as I was saying all of this, I was seeing all of this. Also, the fours represent a lot because God's been taking us on this journey. And He's been saying the fours and this. And also, as you look, this is, I know you probably don't care, but I care. But as the intersection of the path of the two eclipses have come, and do your research on this because it's crazy. I've been reading a lot on it. Where the intersection happens, there, right in the middle, there's like, if you think about an x-axis and the intersection, in that area, there's four quadrants. And we're in the lower right quadrant of these four. And I was like, all right, God, I don't know what this means, if it means anything. Anyway, I just got excited because for me, it is more so confirming to myself that God has something important to say through me, if anything, and also to hear. And for me, I'm here. I'm like, I'm an open vessel. You know, it's kind of like how Moses was, you know, not to say that I'm like Moses, but I'm saying, you know, it's like Anna, like even Anna in the Bible, she was like, I'm at the temple praying and hearing. And if I can be that to God, unto the Lord, yes, bringing me even back closer to my understanding of Jesus Christ and the Messiah. Yes. Like, I'm like, if I can be that to this world, to this generation coming, because I believe so. So what I'm saying is, this is a sign. And if you're listening to this, and if you're hearing by the Holy Spirit, receive it and hear it and understand it. And if you want to know more, and you want to live in the Spirit, and if you want to learn how that is, let me know. Send me an email. Also, I will continue speaking because I have plans, guys. I have been hearing more of gatherings. I'm like hearing more about like what that means and what I want to do with that. And if you're called to be a luminary, that's what I'm saying. If you're called to be a luminary, because not everybody's called. I was talking to a lady the other day, and she's a coach, a health coach. And she was talking about the areas of that's important to women, you know, like self-care and all of that. And she brought up meditation. She's like, oh, do you meditate? And I said, oh yeah, I've been doing this for years, like over 20 years, like for a long time. Like I'm that, if I could do that all day, all night, I would. And she said that not everybody's like that. There's only like a small percentage of people, of women, that hear by the Spirit. And if you're called to do that, if you're called to be one of those people, one of those 30% or less to hear by the Spirit, come join me. And what I mean by that is, come, you know, listen to me on the podcast whenever I record. I haven't been doing it much, but also if I'm, you know, like I said, I want to do a gathering where we sit together and we talk about these things, because sometimes nobody else understands. But if we can understand together, that's awesome. All right, I'm gonna let you go. As I'm sitting here about, let's see, what time is it? Let's see, what time is this? It is about 30 minutes away from the eclipse beginning. And I am so excited to experience this whole thing. All right, take care.